This year, we have some challenges connected with the farming. One of the challenges is the armyworm, which has come in a great number to most of the areas. It started with the eastern Equatoria, former eastern Equatoria, and came to former central Equatoria and former western Equatoria and former Whale State and even other areas in Wau as well in former Warrap.
What about Rang? Because in the last report, Rang was mentioned.
No, Rang, there's nothing in Rang actually. That was only a minimum. It is not there in Great Upper Nile. But the whole armyworm is not there in Rang. And it is here around this area, but it is very minimum actually. But in some of the areas, it got a lot of destruction, especially on the production of maize. Yeah. In most of the area, even in Mogwe, in other areas, even in Buti County, in Kapoita, as well as in the, Buma Estates and Western Equatoria. This thing got an effect. But you know, the armyworm depends on the, if you have heavy rain, then this worm will be killed. It is only because the farmers didn't know right from the very beginning. If they would have reported us, we'd tell them whenever the thing is affected by armyworm, you pull them out and make another cultivation, and then it will work actually. Because the more you keep it in that in your farm, the more it will increase and multiply.
Yeah.
Even like what has destroyed the farm of the president. I went to the farm of the president last time, this last week, and I saw that most of it is destroyed by the armyworm, yeah. Especially the maize, actually.
Okay, now so, the committee that has been formed, how is the progress now so far?
Yeah, there is a lot of good progress in it, in the sense that they have started training some people. You know, they went to Addis last time, and then some people are going to Uganda, because these are the areas where it started by armyworm. We need to get some experience how they were dealing with it. And secondly, I think there was a good acceptance from some of our partners, like the FAO is now getting some money for us, and then other areas, other people are also working very hard to see that this armyworm is financed. But although the money is not yet reached us, but still the most important plan we are making is we want to see into it that we control the armyworm, because we'll not be able to eradicate it in the country as a whole.
So how much have they pledged?
Almost those of FAO, I think they will be getting either from the World Bank around not less than $500 US.
Okay, $500,000 US. Oh, okay.
And the government is supposed to pay also $588,000 US.
Yeah.
This money, if it comes, then it will help us try to plan better. But at the present moment, not yet.
Yeah, since the government already discussed and they passed, and so what's happening?
There are two things which are happening. One, the lack of liquidity in Minister of Finance is a real problem, is a challenge. And also, we wanted this thing to go into the budget last time, but unfortunately, you know, the National Assembly, Transitional National Assembly, could not put in the budget. And I don't know how we'll go around it, because we wanted it to be reflected into the budget, you know.
Yes.
And then secondly, we have some of our partners who are supposed to help us, like DALCO, FAO, and other organizations which are supposed to be partners to the Minister of Agriculture. But unfortunately, you know, despite the fact they are really determined to help us, but our contribution, you know, towards our obligation towards this organization, we did not pay them for at least 4 years.
Yeah.
So we wanted this also to be reflected in the budget, so that we are able to, time for time, knock at the door of the Minister of Finance, so that these organizations are paid, so that they help us. Because very little amount of money, but if we pay them, then a huge amount of money would come to us when they help us about it.